Monday, October 14th. When I arrived at school this morning, I was surprised to see a note on my locker door from Chloe and Zoe. Nikki, guess who's going to the Halloween dance? Meet us in the janitor's closet ASAP, Chloe and Zoe. The janitor's closet is our secret hangout. We meet there to discuss very important, private, and highly confidential personal stuff. As soon as I stepped inside, I could tell Chloe and Zoe were super excited. Guess who's going to the Halloween dance? Zoe giggled happily. I don't know. Who? I asked. I was pretty darn sure it wasn't one of us. We were the three biggest dorks in the entire school. Surprise! We are! Chloe screamed, jumping up and down and giving me jazz hands. And we've already arranged for three guys to be our dates. Sort of, Zoe squealed. Sort of? What do you mean by sort of? I asked. I was already starting to get a really bad feeling about this guy thing. That's when Chloe and Zoe explained their crazy plan for how we were going to snag really cool dates for the Halloween dance. All in just five easy steps. Step 1. We sign up to be volunteers for the Halloween dance cleanup crew. Step 2. We arrive at the dance a half hour early, pretending like we're there to inspect for cleanliness. But instead, we secretly change into our fabulous costumes. Step 3. We quickly spread the rumor that the three cutest guys on stage with the band are our dates, even though they're really not. Step 4. Since the band is going to be busy performing the entire night, the three of us will dance, eat, and hang out with one another. Step 5. We'll have fun while everyone, including the CCPs, raves about our super cute, super talented, super pop star dates. This plan was almost as bizarre as the one where they were going to run away and live in the secret underground tunnels of the New York City Public Library. I told him there was a slight chance their phony My Date's a Band Member scheme might work. But it would mostly depend on what the guys in the band actually look like. Cute and moody music lovers, everyone would envy us. Punked out scary weirdos, everyone would laugh at us. The dangerous part is that this whole thing could easily backfire and ruin our reputations. And the three of us already have a pretty pathetic ranking in the WCD CCP Popularity Index. Here's a list of the most unpopular people in our entire school. Number 1. Violet Baker. Number 2. Theodore L. Squagmire III. Number 3. Zoe Franklin. Number 4. The Janitor. Number 5. Chloe Garcia. Number 6. Head Lunch Lady. Number 7. Larry the Lizard, the school mascot. Number 8. Nikki Maxwell. And number 9. Black slime mold growing in the locker room shower. Since there would be a substantial risk I could end up more unpopular than black slime mold, we definitely needed to come up with a way better idea. I suggested that we each make an inexpensive yet creative costume by taking a big green garbage bag and stuffing it full of newspaper and going as, drumroll please, bags of trash! How cute would that be? Especially if we were members of the cleanup crew. We'd also need a pair of those yellow latex rubber gloves. Just thinking about all the germy things that could be lying around after a big party like that actually made me shudder. Ooh. And since we didn't have dates, we could spend the entire night doing Broadway-style dance numbers using a broom, mop, and vacuum cleaner as our dance partners. I personally thought my plan was pure genius. But Chloe and Zoe were like, no offense, Nikki, but your idea is actually kind of lame. Of course, that little comment really ticked me off. Okay, girlfriends. You want to know what I think is lame? Lame is attending the Halloween dance as the cleanup crew and then lying to everyone that the band members are our dates. Chloe and Zoe got really quiet and just stood there staring at me with these big, sad puppy dog eyes. And of course, I felt kind of sorry for them because I personally knew what it was like to very desperately want to attend the dance. So, being the sensitive and caring friend that I am, I decided to put aside my personal feelings and sign up for the Halloween dance cleanup crew. I considered it a small sacrifice that would ultimately nurture true and lasting friendships. The sign-up sheets for the Halloween dance committees were posted on the bulletin board right outside the office door. Lucky for us, no one had signed up for the cleanup crew yet. The thing that really bothered me, though, was the sign-up sheet for chairperson of the Halloween dance. For some reason, most of the people who had signed up had crossed their names off the list, which meant there were only three candidates for that position. Violet Baker, Theodore L. Swagmire III, and Mackenzie Hollister. Please, please, please let Violet Baker or Theodore L. Swagmire III be selected as chairperson. Otherwise, this cleanup crew thing was going to turn into my worst nightmare.